Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you have a skin condition that makes you feel conscious about your skin? Well, this is one of the questions I got today from Caitlin, who said, how do I make my acne look less obvious? But it also works for rosacea or any other skin condition where you feel like your skin is standing out in a way that you don't want it to. So the key here is to wear more colour, to wear patterns and to wear colours, because when we are wearing patterns and colours, that actually distracts from what is going on your skin. So if you don't have really clear, smooth skin, wearing plain, single coloured outfits or neutrals are even worse because they make the colour in your skin more obvious. Instead, what we want to do is wear more colour. So it's the difference is what we see. So we notice when we are wearing lots of colours that we are, that there is kind of the brain sees the harmony between the colours and the skin. So it kind of notices that the skin is patterned and coloured less than when you are wearing one colour or a neutral and everything is smooth and plain, that we notice the difference. So if you have acne, if you have rosacea, if you have a lot of age spots, anything like that, think about wearing patterns, particularly busy patterns, not really ordered patterns like stripes. They're not as good because they're more ordered and your skin is a less ordered pattern. But think about, you know, florals and leopard prints and polka dots and any sort of kind of swirly all over paisley, sort of kind of all over prints that are a little bit more random or more haphazard. So think about patterns because your skin has a pattern, and think about wearing colour. And often this is where multiple coloured patterns really hold themselves well, is because when we have that, the brain kind of just sees that everything goes together, particularly when, of course, it's in your colour palette. That is also going to make a difference. So if you're wearing colours that are unrelated to your colouring, we get a clashing between the skin and the colours versus when you are wearing a colour, you know, a pattern or a colour in your colours, then it all feels in harmony. And so the brain kind of just bypasses it. We just don't notice it at much. So this is where if you have acne, rosacea, or any sort of skin condition where you feel like you are more, your skin is more obvious in a way that you don't want it to be, wear patterns and colours and multicoloured patterns. That is the biggest tip I can give you today. The next question today comes from Janet, who says, how do I look modern without wearing black, grey, navy and white? Well, modern is not about just wearing neutrals. Yeah, there is a lot of people who wear just neutrals, but there's lots of other ways of doing it. So number one, it's actually about the styles of clothes more than the colours. Now, colour trends come and go all the time. At the moment, brown is in. That's everywhere in the stores here. Also, burgundies have been a big colour this winter. So, you know, we see colour trends come and go anyway. It's less about the colour, it's more about the styles. So it's thinking about what are the current silhouettes, and it's really overall silhouette that we're seeing that relates to, you know, kind of looking modern. So if you're wearing, you know, a trend from 10 or 15 years ago, it looks dated. But if you are wearing it in whatever colour that suits you, and honestly, when the colours suit you, I don't care about, you know, whether or not they're the current fashion, because it's what suits you and you look great. It's all about personal style, not just following fashion trends. So thinking about what are the current silhouettes. So to find that out, just walk into kind of a major chain store that is aimed at a younger demographic, as in, you know, probably under 30s. And even if you don't buy anything there, that's okay. But you might find something that's great is have a look at what are the styles of jeans that they're selling? What are the styles of tops they're selling? What are the styles of jackets that they're selling? That is going to tell you about what is the current fashion trend. And then you can adapt that in whatever color you like to suit you. But really, black, white, gray, and navy, neutrals. This is the kind of safety a lot of people go for, is they go for neutrals when they don't know what else to wear. And this is why having your colour palette is so great, because you suddenly know what really works for you, what lights you up, what makes your skin shine and look really healthy, what, you know, removes more blemishes, makes your skin look more even and healthy as well. So this is where, wear them in your colors, but look at the overall silhouettes and the way outfits are being put together. You just walk past mannequins in the stores, just go to your local mall, walk around and have a look at what's out there. And that is going to give you a good understanding of what the current trends are. That's going to be more modern. And then how can you adapt that for you, your body, your lifestyle, your personality? Of course, because everything needs to be adapted for you. That's how we take fashion and turn it into personal style. And this is where, you know, it requires a bit of education. Yesterday I had a client and we were going through her style and she was wondering why she wore 10% of her wardrobe. And it's because, you know, like she'd bought pieces in fashion that were not working for her body, that didn't make her feel good. So it's knowing which pieces in fashion to buy for you and your body so that you're not wasting money on a whole lot of stuff that you're never going to wear. Phyllis said, how can I look taller? So how do we look taller? So there are a few things here to think about. So number one, optical illusion. There's a lot of different optical illusions we can use to create outfits. So number one, vertical lines. Vertical lines elongate and slim. So let's think about finding verticals in outfits and in garments. So things like a jacket that is open like I am wearing today, that creates vertical lines through the body, which is elongating. So this is why we like things like a jacket. A button-up shirt where we see that row of buttons going up the middle, that is a vertical line. Creases up the center of your trousers, vertical lines. Sometimes there are seams, princess seams, things like that create vertical lines in garments. So there is construction vertical lines that you might find in garments. That is one place. Thinking about a column of color. This is the easiest way to create a long vertical line, wearing the same color top and bottom. And a dress often is a column of color because it's one unbroken line from top to bottom. So think about kind of columns of color. They are really elongating. So that is going to make you look taller. Also blending your shoes to your legs. If you've got nude or, you know, kind of, you know, skin color, or blending your shoes to the color of your trousers. So rather than wearing an alternate color shoe, blend that shoe color to your trousers. If you're wearing hosiery, tights of any sort, blend your shoe color to the tights. So think about, you know, like not changing color as much as possible. So the fewer times we change color, the fewer horizontals and breaks we put through the body. So therefore that is more elongating. So really thinking about kind of, you know, horizontal lines. And so hems are usually horizontals, sleeve hems, top hems, skirt hems, pant hems. These are all horizontals. So having garments that are longer rather than wider also is going to make you look taller. But thinking about that every time we change a color, so if we can have a hem but not really a change of color, that is always going to be elongating. And then thinking about having fewer horizontal lines in your garment. So this is why a horizontal stripe, unless it is a narrow one, a narrow horizontal stripe in a garment turns into a ladder, which we climb and becomes vertical. But any wider stripe, so you know, your traditional Breton tee actually starts to be a bit more horizontal, but a very narrow one becomes more vertical. So it's thinking about looking for verticals, only using very narrow horizontal stripes, having as few changes of color as possible in your outfit as far as vertically going, and then, you know, column of color, and then, you know, putting those elongating verticals through your garments, like, you know, a scarf, a jacket, creases in your pants, looking for those seams and things in construction will all make you look taller. So thank you for watching and listening, and thank you for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.